Well, Done With Debt is a consumer advocate firm specializing in debt relief strategies. I have asked Michael Pearson to join me to share his strategies and advice for people that want to end their debt permanently. Hi, Michael.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. So talk to us about credit card and loan interest rates have skyrocketed. How does this affect most Americans? Because we're all dealing with this.
Well, that's a great question. It's tough because it affects all Americans here. One thing that we always notice is that we can't control the interest rate. So your debt keeps building faster and faster. It's getting bigger and bigger. And what was once a manageable situation is now unmanageable. And with inflation going crazy, with just groceries, gasoline, rents, all the basic necessities, at some point something has to break and you realize that you're not going to get out of this debt maybe in years, sometimes decades. So it's tough.
Yeah. So a lot of people look to either get a loan or declare bankruptcy, but that can actually make it worse. I struggle with insomnia, Michael. I don't know if you do, because I know a lot of people, you go to bed waking thinking about your debt, you wake up thinking about it or whatever your problems are. What's your advice for someone struggling with debt in general?
Go to donewithdebt.com, answer 3 to 4 questions, get in contact with us before you even make your next payment to that credit card. Before you call the creditors yourself, give us a call. There is hope. We will help you. Simply go to donewithdebt.com, fill out a couple questions. We'll have one of our experts call you right away. It's free at no cost to you. We don't charge anything until we start settling your debts. So what do you have to lose?
There you go. Easy peasy. That's a complex financial term that I hope you understand. Go to donewithdebt.com. That is donewithdebt.com. Michael, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Did you see Mike Pompeo talked about stopping TikTok?
Yes.
You know why. They're trying to stop Sarah Cooper, but you can't. And you're going to hear from her in just a couple minutes. But you know what I'm getting ready?
What?
I'm going to get some of my Omaha Steak shrimp. Or I think this week I'm going to go with the mahi-mahi or the salmon.
Oh. If you have any leftover beef in there, I'll take it.
That's why steak's in the name, because the best steaks, yeah. The best burgers. I'm telling you, Omaha Steaks, there is something for literally everybody. We have pescatarians here. Uh-huh. We have carnivorous beastesses like Chris.
Yes.
They've got something everybody loves. Steak, seafood, chicken, pork, burgers, easy-to-make meals, desserts. Right now, they're offering a limited-time deal. Go to omahasteaks.com, enter the code LIBERAL into the search bar, order the Grand Summer Grill Out package today. Omaha Steaks will throw in 4 free burgers, 4 free gourmet jumbo franks. Every order, flash frozen, vacuum sealed, you know, safely delivered to your door in that your own cooler. Omaha Steaks isn't just steaks. It's culinary masterclass, people.
Oh, yeah.
Do it. omahasteaks.com. Type liberal in that search bar. Order the Grand Summer Grill Out package. Get those 4 free best burgers ever, right?
They are delicious.
The Jumbo Franks. Get it. Get stocked up with quality stuff for the whole summer. omahasteaks.com. Type in liberal in the search bar. Let's do this with Sarah Cooper. Here we go. Oh. I am unnaturally excited about this. I think this is the earliest I've ever peed.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Sarah Cooper is here.
Yeah.
Happy, happy hour, everybody. Sarah, I'm going to nerd out all over you. I know you're used to this now, right? I love the LA Times called you the hottest comic of the coronavirus era.
What a thing to be called. Yeah, that's me.
You will be linked forever in history to coronavirus.
And Trump, yeah.
Yes.
Two of the worst things to ever happen to humanity. That's my career, yeah.
But it's so funny. We just had Randy Rainbow last week, and you guys have become like the stars of the sort of Trump era. But we were saying also because what you're doing just in your home has become the hottest sensation in entertainment and in this Trump era. And you were talking about that You just auditioned for Montreal, but you were saying this in some ways might be better for you because you're obviously the woman has met the moment here, hasn't it? I mean, what you're doing now is just, did you expect this to take off as it has?
No, I mean, I expected, I wanted to make a viral video. I wanted to make something that people saw. Obviously people want attention. I want attention. I love attention. but I never thought it would change my life the way that it changed my life. I thought a bunch of people would see it. I would feel really good. And clubs would be open back up again by now. I thought it would just be like a blip. You know, I didn't really think it would be a whole new life for me the way that it has been.
But Sarah, I'm running out of ways. Obviously, the New York Times, LA Times, Washington Post. Thank you for slumming with us. I know I've done tonight's show, Ellen, Lawrence O'Donnell. I'm like, I know one day she will trickle down and she will be mine. But I mean, people are running out of ways to explain it because you're sort of working on a level that the millions of Trump imitators haven't, that you're this little black Jamaican lady that makes no attempt to look like Donald Trump. You're just lip syncing his words, but somehow you perfectly capture just his arrogance and dumb fuckery in a way that nobody else does, right? Just the overconfidence.
Yeah. I mean, that's basically, I was just watching him and, you know, he's really frustrating to watch just because he's so full of it and people just nod like he's making sense. And I think as like a little black Jamaican woman, I want to be able to do that. I want to be able to talk my way to becoming president of the United States. And so I think it was just that jealousy of being able to talk my way out of things or talk my way into things that I was able to just, and also because I'm lazy, I didn't want to put in makeup and hair and all that stuff. Yeah. You know, I was just like, whatever, I'm just gonna lip sync this. And it's like, it's not really I'm becoming Trump. I'm like, what if Trump was me? You know, what if Trump was Sarah Cooper? And so I'm not really trying to imitate his anything that he does. I'm just saying, if I could get away with it, what would I do and how would I look? And that's kind of what happened.
And I think actually my favorites are when you cut away back to you as Sarah just reacting like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
No, what? No.
Yeah, people really like the secondary characters too. And I think it's because it's cathartic to just have someone also say how crazy he is, you know, because we've been gaslighted for so long thinking that people keep telling us that he's doing a good job. And we're like, no, he's not doing a good job. He's doing a terrible job. And it's like to have a video where it's like, no, you're right. We all see it. He's doing a terrible job. We're all on the same page. It's just like, oh, good. I'm not crazy. You know?
Well, what was the first one was How to Medical, right? Was he talking about ingesting disinfectants and UV light. And it just, because exactly, like we all were like, what the fuck is he saying? That people are pretending like this has any validity. And I think like, I don't even know how to sort of, what you do is so sort of, it really is like a multidimensional chess because I was sort of fascinated that you said some Trump supporters actually like it because I thought, oh, they won't even fucking get it. Or like Trump wouldn't even fucking get it that he's being made fun of. Right.
I mean, right. Yeah. I mean, I think that I don't know if they know that I'm making fun of him or if maybe there's just, you know, like the best children's movies, you can enjoy them on two levels. Like there's a joke for the kids and there's a joke for the adults. Uh-huh. And I feel like maybe that's what's happening. Like you can kind of laugh at it on a surface level, but then if you, you know, see deeper, you can see the satire, you can kind of see what I'm trying to say. I don't even know if Trump would know that I was making fun of him. might be like, oh, great. You know, an immigrant who thinks I'm great. You know, maybe he'd invite me to the convention or something. I hope not.
Oh, God.
Because that would be bad. But I actually now I think that he's definitely seen them and he realizes how bad it makes him look. And that's why he's not mentioning it because literally knock on wood again, like nobody from the right wing crazy side of the world has come after me yet. And I'm like waiting for that to happen, but it hasn't happened. And I'm like, why hasn't it happened? I don't want it to happen, by the way.
If you scream white power in the next one, I'm sure he'll retweet it. And I love that you said, I can't keep up with the content he creates. I mean, that must be the hard part is going where the fuck, like which one do I use? Yeah. Because everything he says is just, So I love your background working at Google and all that. It basically started with like, this is how men bullshit in meetings. This is how as you say, someone that's entitled and a boss all their life that just has people nod, right, and go, oh, yes, oh, that was brilliant what you said.
Yeah, it's exactly what it was. And that's, you know, my first book was about that. And my first book came out a month before the election. And I just, it took me this long to realize that, like, he's the ultimate, you know, schmoozy business guy in chief who's just like, just bullshitting everything. And so I don't know why it took me this long to realize I was supposed, like, he's the ultimate person that I'm supposed to be making fun of. I'm supposed to be pointing out how completely vapid everything he says is.
Right. By the way, the titles of the book made me laugh. How to Be Successful Without Hurting Men's Feelings and 100 Tricks to Appear Smart in Meetings. You talk about that in your act, even. You worked at Google. And so you kind of sat through these kind of meetings, right? People have to nod at men, uh-huh. right?
Yeah. I mean, somebody would come in and, you know, they learned a buzzword 5 minutes ago and all of a sudden they're using that buzzword left and right. And people are like, oh yeah, this guy knows what he's talking about. He's definitely leadership material. And I could never get away with that. And so 100 Tricks to Appear Smart in Meetings was all of those things that people do in meetings to make it look like they know what they're talking about when really they have no idea what they're talking about.
Right.
Like asking the presenter to go back one slide. You know, and then not saying anything at all, just kind of like looking at the slide, like you're trying to add up some numbers and then going, okay, yeah, we can move on. Thank you. We can move on, you know? And I just saw stuff like that all the time. And that's him. That's his entire life. It's just built on nothing.
Well, and yours is not, by the way. Can I just say, my friend had sent me your stand-up, and you are hilarious, because a lot of people are like, oh, but what does she sound like, or what does she herself sound like, or what? But you are a brilliant writer and stand-up as well. So it's...
Thank you. It's a little scary, because people are, like, commenting, oh, you don't actually sound like him. Yeah, and I'm walking on the street, like, a few weeks ago, and somebody pointed at me, was just like, hey, look, it's Donald Trump. And I was like, no, that's not what I was going for with this.
No, you're missing it. Well, as we've just been talking to Sarah about, it's all in her eyes, right? Her Trump impression.
Yeah.
It's the terrorized eyes of not knowing what the fuck you're doing or what you're talking about. But when you focus on people's eyes, right, whether you're wearing a mask or whatever, you're like,
Ricky, I'll be in the show. I got wrinkles. Ooh, crow's feet.
That's how old I am, because I can do a Lucille Ball impression. So you know that I need a little Plexiderm. Wrinkles, crow's feet, under eye bags, in minutes, just gone, right?
Poof,
gone. Exactly. I feel like Samantha in Bewitched, another ancient reference, where I just feel like I look in the mirror and I put a little tiny bit under each eye and then...
Before Plexiderm, Andorra. After Plexiderm, Samantha.
Thank you. Plexiderm. You know what? Right now is the time to do it. Try Plexiderm.com. Use my code VOICES for half off a full-size bottle of Plexiderm, plus an additional $10 off. Or you can try, that's why it says try Plexiderm.com this time, you can try the $14.95 trial pack. If you're a scared, do it or call them, 1-800-685-1292. Mention the code VOICES. Again, triplexiderm.com. The code is VOICES for half off a full-size bottle. And they chuck in an extra $10 or, scarity, try that little $14.95 trial pack.
Why not?
You'll see what we're talking about.
What do you got to lose?
Yeah, triplexiderm.com. Type in VOICES. So you are the daughter of Jamaican immigrants, born in Jamaica. You grew up in Rockville, Maryland. But... I love against the wishes, you followed the wishes of your parents, got a degree in economics and digital design.
Wow.
So then you started doing comedy in Atlanta. But I mean, and suddenly you're getting shout outs from Ben Stiller, Jerry Seinfeld, Bette Midler. I mean, what did that all feel like to just have this be so sudden and so huge?
I mean, I remember like waking up and getting a text from someone like, oh, Jerry Seinfeld just mentioned you in a New York Times interview. And I was like, what? Jerry Seinfeld mentioned me? And the quote is really funny because I guess his kids are like on TikTok and they're trying to show him things that they think are funny. And he's like, no, let me show you what humor is. Oh, he like shows them my video, which I feel like that must have been the most awkward like situation. But I'm, you know, whatever. The kids have their own sense of humor, and that's okay.
Right. Seinfeld episodes, no, boring, Dad. Let me see.
Right. Boo.
TikTok girl, yay.
You're only a billionaire, you know. But so I just was completely in shock, and I think I'm like, is this really happening? Every day I'm like, did that really happen? You know, did Ben Stiller really say that about me? Yeah. You know, it's very surreal.
Sarah, you deserve all of it. You really do. It is so brilliant. I know a lot of people say it, but it's your eyes. You do so much. You're working on such a different level where you're encapsulating, like I say, his arrogance and his just how stupid he is. Like, and your eyes react to it as you at the same time. And just the guarding when you're making, you can tell he's buying time to make up more bullshit.
You know?
Extraordinary.
It's the best parts are when he's pausing or stumbling over his words, or he doesn't really know, he doesn't really know anything about empathy or grief or how to be a sympathetic person. And so like when he was talking about how, you know, we're going to lose people, but you could never replace them. You know, he couldn't get the words out. And it was really hard to lip sync because he kept tripping over those things. But then when he's talking about the economy, no problem. Like the words are just coming out like very quickly. Yeah. So just in this repetition of hearing it over and over again, you just start to really realize like how terrifying it is that he actually is in control of this country.
Yeah. How about people are dying that have never died before? Did you do that one?
Oh, yes, no. When did he say that?
No, he said that. You'll go look it up.
Wait. Oh, my God.
Oh, no, he said that. Can I just say your stand-up was... the other thing about you being in this moment is not just the Trump, but, you know, the racial upheaval and all of that we're living through, because you talk about, you know, you say I'm black, or am I? In your stand-up, you say you're...
Right.
Because the Jamaican side, you say you're black enough to be called the N-word, but not black enough to say it, which...
It's oh God!
Hilarious.
Yeah. It's true.
Can you tell the story? Because I just thought it was hilarious that you said the N-word on stage once. And...
Yes, I said the N-word on stage once, and I was asked to stop by a white guy. And so he was sort of offended by me, but also on my behalf. So that was interesting. That was actually, I was performing in San Francisco when that happened, which makes sense. Probably.
And by the way, because we're on Everybody's at Home, we saw your husband looming in the background there. So you, who you talk about in your act, you said you're married to a white guy. And that was, I thought, the most brilliant joke I've ever heard. You said he has white guilt, and that is 3/5 of the reason he married you. So that, again, is brilliant on so many levels.
You'd have to know history to get that one.
Yeah, exactly.
Smart jokes, everybody. Look into it. Okay, just I have to, because don't you love when people do your material, do you? But you say,
I really do. I'm right, like, this is a great critique of every word I've ever written.
Well, right. Oh, no. I did such a deep dive. It's kind of frightening. It's so nerdy. But you said now you get to sleep all day while he works. And so you said.
Yeah, I said, who's the slave now, bitch?
Yeah, that's okay. Because reparations. Oh my God, your stand-up is brilliant. Because I know everybody is so curious, and you as big as you are now, I think you're just going to get bigger because you're a brilliant writer. Your stand-up's brilliant, and you know, if this is the weird thing that comes from lockdown and Trump and whatever, as you say, it's silver linings, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's like there's a bunch of shit, and I just like grew a flower, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you said agents who wouldn't call me back 3 years ago now want to talk to me. Things are going really well while the world is falling apart. It is a weird feeling.
Yeah.
I'm feeling so many emotions at once. People are having a good laugh when it's really hard to laugh. As a comedian and artist, you always wonder, am I making a difference? Am I doing something worthwhile? And I just love you credit your success to the writing, which is so good. Trump's an amazing comedy writer without realizing it.
Yeah, I mean, he's prolific. I mean, the thing he said about how he's so smart because he has a really good, you know what, like he can't even remember what the word for brain when he's right, trying to say how smart he is. I mean, that's brilliant. That's brilliant, ironic humor right there.
That's why I love the New York Times piece on you. Trump said, I have the best word. Now they're best words. Now they're hers.
Yes.
You took even his words. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just, this is the way the New York Times describes it. Her performance gets at something deeper, the peacocky entitlement of the longtime boss who's used to having his every whim indulged, his every thought doodle praised as Michelangelo. I love Cooper's Trumpian drag is partly a caricature of performative masculinity. There's something provocative in a woman trying on a male politician's unexamined confidence. His viewing of the other people in the room is temporarily useful. Props. There's no outfit or staging. Ms. Cooper does all the work with her eyes. What was it like when you first did it? First of all, people want to know how you work, Sarah. Do you memorize the speech? You memorize the speech first. Is that how it works?
Yeah. I mean, I really just listen to it over and over and over again. And I practice the lip syncing. It just through repetition and just hearing it 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 times, I'm able to remember it. But then, you know, he jumps very quickly from one thought to the next. So it's not that I just have to remember the lines. I have to remember what's coming up because you got to like get yourself prepared for that. You know, you want to have some kind of intention behind it. So it's like, it's all kind of like he's doing improv and I'm trying to write a sketch around it. So he's making it up as he goes along, but I'm trying to like say, well, here's where that came from and here's where he's going here and things like that. So it's just really through repetition.
So because we're radio nerds, you have to tell us though. So how do you do it? Technically, do you play? Yeah. So you play his speech while you're obviously recording, you know, video recording yourself.
Well, it's all through TikTok, which is a pretty cool video editing tool. I mean, it's, you know, it's a community, but I see it more as a video editing tool because you can basically just play the audio and it records your face while it's playing just the audio. So it's not picking up any audio from where you are. It's only playing that audio clip. And so I'm not looking at him at all. I'm literally just listening. I'm just listening right to the audio clip. And then I'm holding the camera, putting it in a tripod and recording myself while the audio clip is playing. And there's no editing involved because I'm just doing it in sequence. So I'll do the first part. I'll do the first 4 or 5 seconds, 50 times. Then I'll do the next 4 or 5 seconds, like 50 times. And then I'll just do that until the entire clip is done.
Yeah. And then you improv stuff like when you say he'll put a UV light somewhere and then you just point to,
right,
to your butt. Just put it in somewhere.
Right.
I have to read one last New York Times. The other theme of her Trump, the insistent confidence betrayed by the micro expressions of terror from Ms. Cooper's lips. The president's sentences become plywood bridges he's trying to nail together one shaky plank at a time. I mean, that's what it is, isn't it? Watching his little tiny brain and his little tiny vocabulary sort of like struggle through sentences, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I think that a lot of us have just become kind of numb to it. And so we don't realize, you know, that he really is out of his element and how incompetent he is. But if you listen to these clips and you see that he repeats himself 5 times within the span of a minute, you realize like he really doesn't know what he's doing.
Right. And then, so tell us about, because part of your bio now is blocked by Trump.
Yeah.
So you tweeted back at him, fake news, Donald Trump has become unfit for office. Real news, Donald Trump has always been unfit for office. So he blocked you.
Yeah, that was in 2017. He blocked me. I hurt his feelings. I don't know why I wrote a book about how to not hurt men's feelings when I'm actually do it all the time.
Well, his feelings are very, very fragile, so there is that.
Right.
Yeah.
You speak for so many of us, the word gaslighting. You said it seems like we've been gaslighted for 3.5 years. Now he's saying ridiculous things that make no sense, but people are nodding. And so you say that frustration was part of why you wanted to do this, because you're like, what the fuck? Am I taking crazy pills? Like, why are...
Yeah. Yeah, especially with the pandemic, because he doesn't have just anybody standing behind him. He has doctors and scientists who are nodding. And so it's like, wait a second.
Right. I've read everything about you. Having Trump's words come out of a woman of color shows how ridiculous he is, how old white men get away with saying things. The American people have been numb for so long to what he says. Something like this wakes you up a little bit to the absurdity of it all. I mean, it really is. I mean, how does that feel when you say like, because we're like that too. We're in our little basement. We're like, I don't know if anyone's laughing or getting this. But I mean, some of these are 45 seconds and you're like, holy fuck, Bette Midler just said this was fantastic, right? I mean, you really are doing a huge service and making people, because I feel like making people laugh kind of doesn't make them feel powerless. They're like, oh, okay, other people get what a, you know.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and people need to laugh more than ever right now because everything is really, really depressing.
Right. As we know, Sarah Cooper takes everything Donald Trump says, every stupid fucking ridiculous thing, and makes it somehow better, makes it tolerable.
Uh-huh.
The clean phone takes your dirty, grubby, germ-ridden phone and all of your other objects and makes it better.
Yes.
Just UV light, zap, there you go.
You hear the harp strings.
Yes, exactly. It's charged and it's sanitized.
That's magical.
Mm-hmm. And it, all I'm saying is now there's a point to washing your hands so much. Because what is the point if you're going to pick up your phone that is laden with germs from because you take it everywhere,
right?
And you got to do your mask. You got to do your earbuds. You got to do your glasses, your sunglasses, your car keys,
your
credit cards, your jewelry. Thank you, Chris. Okay. Right now, you can get a great deal. And if you go to thenewdealshop.com and type in Stephanie, you get free shipping. You can get the clean phone. You can get those N95 masks. Mm-hmm. Get the auto refill. You'll get a great deal. You're going to need them for a long time.
Yep.
You can get the disposable mask. You get the lavender aloe vera hand sanitizer, which sanitizes and also softens. And it's a sweet smelling as well. Sweet smelling.
Yes, it is.
Okay. If I could touch you and not be 6 feet away from you, I would make you smell my hands. Smell it.
Get your face up in there.
Okay. Thenewdealshop.com. use the code Stephanie for free shipping. Order the clean phone. Stock up on N95 masks as well. Be safe, please. Mama wants you to be safe. Go to thenewdealshop.com. Don't forget, type in Stephanie. You said there'll be more videos. I'll keep doing them as long as my head writer gives me material. You know, and it's interesting, though, Sarah, reading your writing and watching your stand-up, because people always say that, like, oh, what are you going to do when Trump's gone? You're not going to have it. You know, you're a brilliant comedian, so you'll find new targets, right? You'll find new targets, because...
Yeah, I mean, somebody called it reverse mansplaining, which I really like that term. So I feel like as long as there are powerful men who don't really see themselves and don't really hear what they sound like, I feel like I'll always be able to do something like this. But in addition to that, I would also just love to play a black woman who has the kind of power that Trump has.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, we won't run out of, pompous white men anytime soon, I don't think. But
unfortunately.
But, yeah, you were saying that you were talking about branching into other things, like stuff like the Kavanaugh hearings, but it is the same theme, isn't it? Like,
yeah,
pissy, it really entitled is, white men.
Right? Yeah, Kavanaugh, Elon Musk is another one I've done. Just with him, like, naming his child that crazy, like, symbol.
Yeah,
that
equation thing.
Yeah, I mean, he named his child after a plane. Like, what woman would get away with saying, yeah, I named my child after this really cool government jet engine fighter? Like, what is he talking about?
Right. So. And he tweeted his support of Kanye. If Kanye becomes president, that'll be Sarah Cooper part two.
Please don't say that. Please don't even utter those words. Please, for the love of God. I just imagined, I woke up this morning with the thought, like, what if somebody asked Kanye what he's going to do about the pandemic? If anybody asked Kanye a policy question, I'm going to lose my mind.
Yeah.
Please don't.
Someone was saying, it's time for parents to stop telling their children anyone can be president.
It really is.
Mark Cuban endorsed Kanye.
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That
Did
was
he?
This
oh, I thought it was Elon Musk.
Mark Cuban endorsed Kanye this morning.
Dear God. Sarah, you tweeted, as bad as I knew Donald Trump would be, I have to admit I didn't think he would actually try to literally kill my family. You also said, is Trump actively trying to murder his own base? I mean, and what do you say about them? They will sign a release saying it's okay if coronavirus kills me at your stupid rally with no mask because you told us it's a hoax, but I will sign this.
I mean, people say it's a death cult, but like, it kind of is. I mean, people aren't, they don't care about their own personal safety and they're willing to risk their lives to go see Donald Trump say the same things he said for the past 3 years. Like, it just doesn't make any sense. But I mean, in addition to that, you know, my mom lives in Florida. She's 70. She has asthma. You know, DeSantis said they were fine a month ago.
Yeah.
Now cases are soaring. And it's like, yeah, I knew Trump would be bad, but now it's like, what if something happens to my mom? Like, that's an actual possibility now. And it's just like, Jesus, like, I didn't think it was going to be like this close to home, you know?
Yeah. Sarah, my mom's 97. She was in the hospital over the weekend. She couldn't swallow and she had two endoscopies. Thank God she was okay and got out Sunday night, but I can't go see her. And someone said to me on the show Friday, like, oh, you know, you were right about all this corona. I'm like, I don't want to fucking be right. I want to go see my mother.
Nobody wants to be right.
I want to, yeah. I mean, it's like this, how did this ever get politicized? This wearing a mask or these things that every other country has done to stop this. And we just can't fucking do it because he says shit like, oh, I look like the Lone Ranger, which wore the fucking mask on his eyes, not on his. Oh.
But that's the I don't even know how they keep it straight, because on the one hand, they're saying don't wear a mask. On the other hand, they're selling merchandise that's masks that say Trump. So what are you saying? Don't wear a mask, but also buy our mask?
Sarah, I can't even, as a liberal, I can't even root for that. Herman Cain tweets a picture at the, you know, at the rally, at the Trump rally, when proudly I'm not wearing a mask and he's in the hospital with coronavirus. You know, the next day.
Right. And Kimberly Guilfoyle.
Yeah.
Don Jr.'s girlfriend. I just love that they have to drive home. I don't know.
They have to drive home.
I just want to see the contact tracing for Kimberly Guilfoyle, because I feel like it goes right back to Putin.
There was a report in the New York Post that she was at a party at the Hamptons while she was just before she flew off to South Dakota. So
Yeah. Well, she was at the Tulsa rally without a mask. Oh, I mean, absolutely. It's just, I don't know what to say. And plus, Herman Cain's, or what do you call it? He's there going, oh, I'm here with Blacks for Trump. No mask. America. Fuck yeah. You know, how many levels is that wrong on?
Right? It's wrong on every single level. Yeah. every single one.
Yeah. You've said the same thing. This is why I know we're, except for all the wild success, we're the same person. I've been saying this for 3 years, but you said, honestly, this just feels like we're an extended version of Punk'd. I really wish Ashton would just jump out right now. You got us, Ashton. You got us good. Just make it stop.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just getting, it's out of hand. I mean, Kanye is he really running? I mean, because that's to me is the crazy.
Everyone's saying it's to siphon Black votes. Yeah. He's obviously a Trump friend.
It's only
fan.
4 months until the election. He doesn't have time to run.
I don't know.
Yeah, hope so.
Yeah, I hope maybe right when he says the announcement, Taylor Swift just takes the mic away. Says I'm not let you finish.
Yeah, and people are like, what are you going to do when Trump's not in there anymore? I'm like, I'm going to thank God, because I want it to be boring. Like, this is too much for me right now. Yeah. You know, there's too many things going on. There's every day it's something else. And I just want it. I want politics to be boring again.
Yes.
I want them to be dead boring.
Isn't that they ask all of us in the comedy field, Sarah, that it really is hard because we're human beings first. And like you said, you have a mom. I have a mom. It's like, this is not fucking funny on so many levels. It is so tragic, and it's just the meanness and the racism and the, you know, amount of people dying. But that's why it's like what you do is even more valuable, because people, like I say, I think it empowers people to feel like, okay, if I can laugh, then I don't feel so powerless against him, right?
Yeah, exactly. Although there's something sad to just happen. I guess one of my uncles is possibly a Trump supporter who said something that wasn't very supportive of me on Facebook. And so now my mom has unfriended my uncle. That's the other thing that's happened because of this, is like people are splintering and people are like, you know, not, I don't know.
Oh my God. We just had Debbie Boone. I don't know. You're young, but we just had Debbie Boone on the Happy Hour, who you light up my life, and her dad is Pat Boone.
Right.
And she talked on the Happy Hour about, you know, we both have Republican Fox News watching, you know, 80, 90 something year old parents. And so even in families, that speech at Rushmore is just so divisive and mean. Yeah. And that's his whole thing, is just to divide people even within families. Right.
Right. Right. And this, the whole thing of like, don't discuss politics at the dinner table. I feel like we just have to bring that back or something, you know, because the things that people are getting separated over, they're real, but they're like, people who, like my uncle, who would like love Trump, like Trump would never do anything for him. Yeah. You know, Trump probably wouldn't even like somebody like my uncle. And yet that's going to cause a rift in our family. It just feels so, it's just so frustrating.
Sarah, I say it all the time. We're going to have to heal this country like one, right? Loved one at a time. One friend, we feel like we've just been ripped apart. And I think on top of it, I know it's good, a lot of material for you, but I just think he just won't ever shut the fuck up. I just think we want a president that will just shut the fuck up for 2 minutes on Twitter, on TV, right? I mean, I literally, we're going to have PTSD from while we're talking, I'm like, oh, what the fuck did he say now? Shit. You know, like, I mean, and as you say on Twitter, you can't expect to be successful if you spend all day scrolling Twitter on your phone. At some point, you need to get your shit together and scroll Twitter on your laptop.
It's so true. But he won't shut up. He does an interview like every other day now.
Yeah.
And he just repeats himself. And I realize that he does it. I don't know if he does it on purpose, but he speaks in slogans. Like, everything is just like, we lowered taxes. We got the judges. We fixed this. We did this. And it's like, I think that's why everybody who supports him, they just repeat those words. And it's easy to repeat because it's easy to remember, because he just speaks in such simple language. And it's like, it's almost brilliant, but terrifying.
Right. Well, and it makes your job easier because he literally has like 7 fucking words and he just uses them over.
I actually tried live lip syncing his 4th of July speech because of that very reason. And it actually wasn't that hard to just live while he's talking, lip sync him. And I did a pretty good job because he really doesn't know very many words.
Yeah, you're like, here comes tremendous. Here comes never seen anything like it. Here comes.
And the repeating of easy phrases to remember is very authoritarian.
Yeah.
That's an authoritarian's way of ruling.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I can't. And we have, what, 4 more months? And then we have God knows what happens in the 3 months after even the election. It's just... Sarah Cooper is the only thing
that
is getting many of us through it. Sarah, thanks for taking time. I know you're the hottest thing in the world. I'm like, screamed when I'm like, oh, it's O'Donnell has her now. Damn it, Lawrence. But congratulations. You deserve every bit of the success, and I know you're just going to keep going up and up. So thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks so much,
Sarah.
Sarah Cooper, everybody. Happy hour.